It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. And today, a very interesting congressional testimony. There's a grilling on Capitol Hill. Can you smell the grill marks on Special Counsel Robert Hur's behind? No, not really. He's actually very much standing up to the pressure of a bipartisan skewering. And what makes this so interesting is Robert Hur was appointed Special Counsel to investigate President Biden's classified documents issue. His homes were not raided. He turned over the classified material. Robert Hur then produced a 345-page report, and that was the one that said he was declining to charge the former vice president, the current president as we speak, who a lot of the documents that he retained were from his time in the White House when he was vice president. He declined to charge him because, as you remember, he said that he was a sympathetic old man with a bad memory and jurors weren't going to convict someone like that. They would feel bad for him because he was so sympathetic and old and poor memoried. So that created an issue on both sides. So it's been very interesting to watch some of these congressmen and women go after her for kind of different reasons, but none of them are doing themselves favors, and it doesn't really answer the outstanding questions we have about how sitting or comfortably unseated presidents and elected officials, how they're prosecuted for having classified information, whether or not things are overclassified, and if we're ever going to have a uniform set of rules for people to follow in terms of who leaves what office with what. And obviously, intent is sort of the critical issue here. Robert Hur is saying that he didn't find that President Biden had criminal intent in squirreling away thousands of documents at his Biden Center at the University of Pennsylvania or in his home in his garage in Delaware next to a broken lamp and that sexy Corvette that Hunter was squiring hot chicks around in. None of it was well kept. There is some intent in there somewhere, but the Republicans are going after her because they are saying that he was derelict in his duty because he didn't charge the president with the same crimes that former President Donald Trump has been charged with in his Mar-a-Lago classified documents case, to which Hur had sort of contrasted the two cases and laid out a map for why he chose not to charge President Biden. And here were the reasons that President Trump was charged. And so it was very interesting because Jamie Raskin, who is the Democrat congressman from Maryland, and he is the one who really spearheaded the whole impeachment January 6th trial and the ensuing trial during the Biden administration. Raskin went out of his way to say that Robert Hur specifically did whatever he could, leaving language in there about a sympathetic old man to create as much shrapnel and public perception that the president is a senile old man with a bad memory, and it was a very unthing and political thing to do. And then he shamed him for leaving in these overt phrases that were in and of themselves overtly political, making the entire 345-page report political. And how dare you turn this into politics? That is a miscarriage of duty in terms of what the special counsel is tasked with doing in his job. And so Jamie Raskin made very clear politicizing things is bad.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this. Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.
And then you have California dimwits Adam Schiff, who is completely useless, and it's terrifying to think that he is going to be United States Senator. He got up there and just absolutely blathered incomprehensively. And then Eric Fartwell, Swalwell, took some of his time to show clips of President Trump slurring and forgetting things and looking as bad and as incompetent as Joe Biden in his worst moments, or I guess not even his worst moments, like his most typical moments. So it was Trump's bad moments that are supposed to be contrasted with Joe Biden's everyday moments, unless he's been juiced with some herbal methamphetamine, like it looks like they gave him an IV drip for the State of the Union address. So Swalwell goes ahead and does that, which completely undercuts Jamie Raskin, who is the ranking member of the Oversight Committee. It undercuts his thesis, which is if we are going to talk about presidents and former presidents, we should not do so in political language. And then you have these political hacks that just get up and do the exact same thing. There are so many clowns in Congress. I don't know how they fit into the clown car that is the Capitol, because, you know, when they're not pouring out, going and looking for airtime, they're using instances like this to completely showboat and turf someone like Robert Hur. And I have to say, if there's anyone who's going to testify before Congress and you think someone's going to be mad at you, just watch what Robert Hur is doing, because he is able to encyclopedically refer to his notes and specific sections and page numbers of his report. Now, granted, he authored it, but even when you write something, you don't always know exactly what's in it and where. And he is able to do that. He is able to reference everything in great detail, but he is also succinct and to the point and well-mannered and very disciplined. So he reminds me of the kind of person who does like an hour workout, just like some super hard, sweaty workout, like bands and TRX and punching things, and then goes and meditates for a half hour and lets the whole thing go. He seems like a very balanced and disciplined person. And there is so much imbalance, and there are so many flappable people, and there's so much emotionalism on Capitol Hill that it's actually rare to see. And you know that he has to be right on some level, because if you're making everyone mad and you're doing so with a rational argument and a defendable document, then you have to be doing something right. And it was very interesting because Lou Correa, who is, you know, another California clown politician, he tried to say, well, you're a registered Republican, so this is a political document. And he's like, no, it actually is not. And I was very careful to offer this investigation fairness and impartiality, which is clearly a rarity in any time you're dealing with presidential politics or something that can be compared to something else in our very recent history. There's so much whataboutism here, and that's all the Democrats have to offer. And Correa saying, you know, isn't it problematic that you're a Republican? Well, you have to be a member of some party. Most people are members of either the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. But the fact that Republicans are so mad at this guy, that completely undercuts Congressman Correa's argument that Republicanism in and of itself is enough to negate impartiality, which is clearly not true. So this has been fascinating, because there are very few things that unify us. And I think people watching this are realizing that with everyone trying to score points, no one really is. And you have to have more respect for someone like Robert Hur, who knows that he is flying directly into a hornet's nest. He is going to be attacked, and he is as well prepared as just about anyone we've seen testify. So he was given good advice, but I think the best advice is to trust yourself, to know your material, and to be able to answer questions completely and succinctly, particularly when you believe in the work that you've done, which I think that is the biggest takeaway from the whole thing. The grilling will continue, so I hope you're hungry for barbecue. As for now, Robert Herr gets some high marks, and the rest of them should just be voted out as soon as possible, except for the good ones who are few and far between. You know exactly who you are, dear Elisa. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.